she's more of a photographer and I'm more of a stylist. She's talking about the photograph and I'm talking about the clothes.
In his studio in West London, Mario Testino is catching up with his friend, the stylist, Lucinda Chambers.
What I love is...
They're discussing one of their recent shoots for Vogue magazine.
I think she looks interesting. I'd want to know what she had to say.
Mario Testino arrived in London from his home in Peru in 1976. He started buying photographs by Cecil Beaton and Richard Avedon, men who first inspired him to pick up a camera. Later, he moved into fine art.
I've been too obsessed with myself, my life, my, you know, my worries, my needs. But I have to say that fine artists have really helped me free my mind. You know, they've opened the way I think, they've opened the way I look.
Amazing, amazing. Get excited. Oh, yes.
His collection is vast and wide-ranging and includes works by Tracy Emin, Wolfgang Tillmans, Sarah Lucas, and Gilbert and George.
This Gilbert and George has been with me for over 10 years in my office.
Abstract art by the Brazilian Vic Muniz rubs shoulders with more figurative works, including a huge oil painting by Georg Baselitz.
I've never even lived with that Baselitz piece because I didn't have the wall big enough to put it. Up till today, I've never sold anything. I've been too attached to my collection, the idea of a document of my time, of my eye, of the people that I believed in. And that's why it's hard to part with my collection.
Why are you selling?
I'm selling because I have a unique opportunity to change something in the country that I come from. I opened a museum just by chance in Peru, and I realized that I just can't keep it up like I want to with the money I have. And getting sponsors today is quite difficult. And most people tend to go more for poverty or illness than they do for culture. And I've decided that I have an opportunity to really help culture in my country.
The sale is expected to raise at least £8 million. And all the proceeds will go to the museum. You are part of the establishment now. Where are the new photographers breaking new ground coming from? Is it on Instagram?
It's a really interesting moment in time because on one side I have to become a classic, like you say, the establishment. But then on another side, the establishment can be boring and it's hard to change because, you know, I'm not 20, I'm 62. But what is interesting for me today is that through social medias, we have seen a lot of people taking photographs. So new photographers are coming from everywhere and from anywhere.
Where does that leave you as a photographer?
I mean, I'm not worried because I'm a hard worker and I will go and fight to make my living.
Do you take photographs on your phone?
Of course. Yeah, a lot. I mean, even though I carry my camera a lot, but my phone is there all the time.
Mario Testino sealed his international reputation with the pictures he took of Diana, Princess of Wales, 5 months before she died in 1997. He's gone on to photograph many members of the royal family, including the Queen.
Perfect. Perfect. I just tried to really present them as they are, because that's the problem. We don't know these people, you know. We see them through official events, but you don't know how human they are. And I feel that that's my way of thanking what this country has given me.
Fabulous. You look very, very, very good.
Were you disappointed not to take the pictures of the Duchess of Cambridge for 100 years of
Vogue? No, not at all. I mean, it's tough to work, you know, to do jobs. And it's not that thank God I wasn't called. I didn't even feel anything. The Duchess is another generation. I totally understand that she wants to be seen by somebody maybe of her own generation or her own nationality or whatever. I never dwell in what is not for me.